After 16 years and more than 6,000 performances, the curtain falls on a theatrical era tonight with the last Broadway performance of Les Misérables. Les Mis, called The Glums by some, opened in New York in March 1987 and won 8 Tony Awards. It featured such hummable, instantly recognizable tunes as On My Own. Les Misérables was adapted from Victor Hugo's classic novel of the same name. The post-Napoleonic tale recounts the story of Jean Valjean. Valjean assumes a new identity after 19 years on a chain gang. He is pursued by the dark Inspector Javert and takes under his wing the young Cosette, whose image graces the musical's ubiquitous poster.
There is a castle.
The huge ensemble cast and elaborate mechanized sets for Les Mis were derided as tacky and excessive by some, but the show's extravagance helped gross more than $400 million. Producer Cameron McIntosh says the attacks of September 11, 2001 caused ticket sales to plummet, and they never fully recovered. Les Mis will live on, though, on countless high school and regional theater stages. McIntosh said in an interview with the Associated Press, that plot and that score will never date. It's a completely timeless animal.
Do you hear the people say? Say, do you hear the distant drums? It is the future that they bring when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Somewhere beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see? Do you hear the people say? Say, do you hear the distant drums? It is the future that they bring when tomorrow comes.
From the cast album of Les Mis, which closes tonight on Broadway, this is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.